Afternoon. Oh, sorry. Good morning. Harbor House, how may I help?
Hi, good morning, Anne.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it's Sandy Hill. How are you?
Oh, hi, I'm good. How are you?
Yes, not too bad. So listen, we're calling you from the Cold Hard Truth this morning because someone has said that you have a husband in the Philippines and a husband in the Cayman Islands.
Oh.
Yes. I know. I was quite shocked too.
My gosh.
Yeah, so they say that you're married to let me see what the husband's name is now. Is it Hebert in the Philippines?
Yeah, that's the father of my daughter, yeah.
Uh-huh. But is he actually your husband? Because there's a marriage certificate saying that you guys got married on January the 10th of 2011.
Oh, really? No, but that is already sorted out.
It's already sorted out? How did you sort it out?
In the Philippines.
How did you sort it out? I'm curious.
Yeah, because I've already talked to my legal advisors and they've already sorted out.
Yeah, but how is it sorted out?
Yeah, because I know that is not registered.
It's not registered. When did they sort that?
Both
when...
of us, me, uh-huh. me and my ex-husband, mm-hmm. Deborah, mm-hmm. we know that it's not registered. So we both moved on to our lives.
Mm-hmm. When you say it's not registered, so that means that when you got married in May of last year, you were legally uh-huh. not married to Jebert? Hebert?
Yes. So yeah, that
you were no longer mm-hmm. married to him.
Yes.
Oh. Because we have a document here, which is like a marriage registry. That actually shows the search was done September the 18th of 2023. And it says that you were still married in the Philippines.
Really?
Yes.
Who did that? Can I respectfully know who did that and who?
Well, I mean, I don't.
Beyond this?
Yeah, I mean, that it's a public registry, so I guess anybody can request the search.
Yes,
I'm happy to send you the documents if you'd like to see them for yourself, but I'm looking at them here. And this one is definitely a search. It says, to whom it may be concerned, please be advised that a search in the name of Rose Ann Guaradillo Taca, alleged to have been married.
One moment, because I am at work right now. Uh-huh. Can I call you?
Yes.
Can I call you back? Or?
Yeah, when would you like to call back?
Because I am at work right now. Maybe on my break.
Okay. Do you get a morning break before 10:30?
No.
All right. Well, we're trying to get this sorted out on the show this morning because we're trying to get to the bottom of this mystery. It's very peculiar. That you think that it was sorted out. I mean, we're told that there's no way to even get a divorce in the Philippines. So I don't know how it would have been sorted out with your legal counsel. But yes, you can call me. You want my number?
Yes, because I am at work right now.
All right. 324-1612 or 936-2626.
What's the number again?
324-1612.
Okay, sure.
All right. Thank you, my dear.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.